Good morning. Well, before you guys ask questions, I just want to just update you on a couple of guys that haven't been out there injury wise. Starting with Jordan Hicks, coming off a quad spasm. He's been getting treatment and rehab. He'll actually be back out there next week during the mandatory portion of practice. He'll do our warm up and individual, and then on a limited basis, but you will see him back out there next week. Reuben Randall, had the gallbladder surgery. He too will be back out there on a limited basis, but you'll see him in the warm-up individual portion of practice, and then be limited in the team rep portion. And then two guys on defense again: Nolan Carroll and Ja'Cory Shepherd. Both of those guys have been cleared for team activities next week, and we'll monitor their progress. They're doing extremely well. They're doing warm-up and individual during this phase three portion of practice right now during the off season, and they'll be ready to go next week. So just wanted to update you on those four guys. All indications would love to have him here. Don't know for sure. Hasn't made that official yet, but would expect him fully to be here actually on Monday for the mandatory physicals. Same thing. I fully expect Darren to be here as well.
Have you talked to either
one? I have not. Of course, with Darren, Deuce has a great relationship with him, and they've stayed in touch pretty much the entire off season. And, just kind of keeping Darren in the loop is what we're doing offensively and on special teams. But, we expect him to be here. And then on Fletcher's side, I know Howie's been in touch with his agent, just throughout the whole process. And, again, he's another one that I expect to be in town on Monday.
When you say you expect them to be here, do you mean that as the coach you expect them to show up for the mandatory camp, or you expect them to be here because you think they're going to be here?
Well, I think deep down they're going to be here. There's no indication. That conversation hasn't been talked about yet. So it's a mandatory situation. It's the only mandatory aspect of the entire off-season program, and so I, as the head football coach, expect both of those guys to be back and be a part of their team, be back in the locker room, and I think it's important that they're both here.
And what's the consequence from you if they're not here?
Well, that's a team issue. I'm not going to get into the, what we're going to do and things like that, but we'll keep those in house and make those decisions if need be.
Doug, what have you seen from the quarterbacks?
Seen a lot. I feel like Sam is doing exactly what I've expected him and what he's expected to do. He's having an outstanding off season right now. These OTAs have been great for him. I think Chase is right there, as the backup right now, and he's pushing and challenging Sam from the aspect of not only on the field stuff but in the classroom as well. And Carson's learning. Carson's been doing very well. Each day he's taking a step in the right direction. And it's a great room. The room is a lot of great conversation, a lot of great dialogue, bouncing ideas. Coming with me or coming to me with ideas about plays and situations. And it's been a it's been everything I've expected.
Doug, I know you mentioned it, but just to clarify, because of all the things that you've thrown out there, barring any injury, Sam Bradford is your starting quarterback day one.
Yes.
Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, clear, 1, 2, 3.
I've said that from day one, yes.
Okay. Doug, I'm going to clear it up.
Thanks again. No, it's actually going to be formatted much like we did in April for the voluntary veteran minicamp. So we'll have a walkthrough practice in the morning, and then the full practice in the afternoon. Yes. And so it's a little different structurally, but it'll be the same what you're seeing now.
Have there been any? You have a bunch of undrafted rookies in here. Have there been any of those guys that really stood out to you?
Yeah, these guys, they're in a unique situation. One, because they're usually running with the third team, not getting a ton of reps. One thing we've tried to do as a staff is balance out the reps three ways, so everybody's kind of getting equal opportunity. We got guys in here that, we got some of our young receivers that are beginning to kind of show flashes and signs of potentially either making your roster, more specifically making your practice squad roster, down the road. Defensively, we got there's some defensive linemen in there that have really shown flashes of giving us depth at that position. And, it's something that you just got to continue to monitor, especially once you get into training camp now, when the reps begin to increase for the three units, that these guys are getting the time spent on the practice field, number one, so that we can evaluate them properly as a staff.
In the practice we've seen, Wisniewski's taken most of his snaps at center. Is that the plan for him going forward, or do you want to see more left guard?
No, he can play multiple spots, and he was brought in to play multiple spots, and so we want to expose him not only to guard but also center. And then, of course, we got Isaac sitting there too, who we drafted, who can come in and also play a center's position. But the more position versatility that you have in the offensive line, which I feel like we have right now, just exposes our guys to a bigger and better scenario down the road. Again, you look down the road, and injury is going to happen in the course of the regular season, and have guys that can play multiple position is very beneficial.
So, follow up on that, do you see him competing with Jason Kelce, for first team center? Or do you see him
I see him probably more as a guard right now, with the opportunity to be a backup center. He's really done a nice job both positions. Kelce is definitely a solid center, and it would take quite a bit to knock him out of that spot. But just that position versatility with him and some of the guys that we have has been very beneficial this spring.
So what do you back to the quarterbacks, barring injury, say starter week one? What if one of the other quarterbacks clearly outperforms him throughout training camp and preseason? Is that still the case?
I'll answer that question when we get there.
Did you feel the need to get on the same your coordinators last week kind of seemed to indicate that it was more of a competition than you?
It's still a competition. I mean, I brought guys in here at all positions for competition. That's what makes you better. Iron sharpens iron. And so don't misunderstand what we're saying. Competition at every – quarterback's not – I've played the position. Donovan McNabb was drafted to take over my spot eventually. I mean, that's just the nature of the deal. But competition is great. It helped me as a quarterback. And I look at what Sam's done, and Sam's – he's taking this thing and running. It's unbelievable what he's done. And I'm so excited in the direction he's going. And the stuff that he's doing on the field right now are the things that I expected and what I saw at the end of the season last year from Sam Bradford. And my message has always been, don't look over your shoulder, look forward. And that's what he's done. He's embraced it. So, competition is great at all levels. I mean, we got competition at the corner position right now. There's a lot of good corners. We have a lot of great depth. There's competition at the offensive line position. So just understand that that's part of this business. And right now, off-season, OTAs, even the first part of training camp, you want to see what guys are made of and give everybody the best shot to be your day one starter, come September 11th.
Doug, with mini camp coming up next week, what do you want to come out of this? What do you want to, knowing that you have nothing after next week of training camp, what's paramount?
I think the biggest thing is just come away healthy, the first thing. Get out of here without any injury. Second thing is, we've put a ton of offense and defense in on special teams, and the retention level of what the players have learned throughout the entire offseason has been very good. So what they will retain from the end of next week for about 6 weeks until they return, you know, how much of that will they retain? And just the fact that they've come together as a football team. You know, this is a group with a new football staff, a new head coach, a new message, new direction. The fact that the guys have embraced it. They are challenging each other, and that's the thing you see on the football field. They're competing every single day, you know, offense versus defense. And you know, it's probably to the stretch of the law as far as what we can do, you know, from a physical nature in the offseason. But that's what you want to see. You want to see the guys take it as far as they can go, and they're embracing that and coming away with a good team unity. And those are things you want going into training camp and going into the regular season.
Doug, you're running back. I know it's hard to evaluate them without pads, but what sort of things do you look for at that group right now, you know, shorts and helmets?
Well, just from the mental aspect of things, you know, blitz pickup, assignments, they can detail their footwork. Are they hitting the exact hole? Where are their eyes? Are they reading the proper down lineman or linebacker on certain runs? How well they are running routes out of the backfield? Those are things you can really do now, obviously, without pads. You know, now once we get into pads and training camp, the physical nature of that position really begins to take over. I want to see, you know, Chris Bentley. I want to see if he can shed, you know, take not only blocks on, but he can become that a fullback position for me. I want to see, you know, our runners in blitz pickup. I want to see, you know, Wendell Smallwood and Kenyon Barner and Ryan Matthews and Sproul. I want to see these guys, you know, pick up linebackers, you know, the physical nature. But right now it's about mental assignments, understanding the footwork of not only routes but runs, and, you know, just coming away with that understanding going into camp. Doing really well. Kenyon's having a good spring. I've really been excited about him, and Wendell's picking it up well and having a good spring also. I like the way he runs routes out of the backfield. He's got great hands, and I think it's something that is just a gift that he has, and something we actually saw when we were scouting him this offseason. So I'm excited about the runners, and then you mix Darren Sproles in there, and you got a pretty good group. Jordan has been, again, he's been good on the outside. He's better inside. He's got that big body that can knows how to sort of use it in space. One thing he can do, particularly in tight areas, is separate from man-to-man type coverages. That's one thing we've seen this spring from the slot position. Again, a position versatile guy that you can move around. Our receivers in this offense are going to have to know multiple spots. They're going to have to know an outside spot and an inside spot because we move them around so much by formation. So I've been excited about him and his work ethic and the way he challenges his room and his guys each and every day out there on the field.
This point in the offseason, what do you believe that
Yeah, with Carson, it's about the mental aspect of the game, just understanding our, number one, our philosophy offensively, and number two, just the offense in general. He's so smart and sharp that he's really picked it up well, the retention level's there. Still makes a couple of, you know, blunder calls in the huddle from time to time, but he's right on it and can fix it without really being corrected. He kind of knows it once he says it. And can fix it, and then just, you know, his athleticism. You've seen that a couple of times in practice with the way he can either scramble or on a particular zone read, one of our, you know, RPO type plays where he has a chance to run. You're seeing that, and those are the flashes that you want to continue to see with him. But it's all part of his growth, all part of the development of him and just understanding our offense.
What do you think about teams?
Yeah, like, you know, it's process. Our offense is very wordy, and there's some play calls that can get real long, and he might get, for instance, a term flipped, or might get it out of order in the way we want him to call it in the huddle, and he'll stop and just he'll fix it right because he knows exactly what he knows it in his mind. But if you don't, as a quarterback, if you don't repeat it over and over and over, sometimes it comes out a little bit backwards, and he stops, he fixes it, and we move on.
Is that a rookie thing or the other guy?
everybody will struggle because it's new terminology for everybody. You know, all the quarterbacks will have their moments with that. Even Chase, who's been in the system for 3 years, is going to miss a call, or he's not going to hear something in the headset because we're using the communicators at practice. So there's something that can be missed. But, you know, it's just part of the growth process. And after a while, it just settles in and becomes second nature.
Going back to the receivers, what have been your early impressions, Chris Givens?
Chris has been one of those guys that added depth at the spot, speed. I like his speed and athleticism. He's a veteran player who obviously has played in several games and has that experience there, but has really done a nice job in these nine OTAs, with today being the 10th one. But I feel like he's a guy that's really going to help us, you know, down the road, and you know, with his continued growth in the offense, just you know, expanding his role a little bit. And he's a guy that you can really move around and utilize his speed in different aspects of your offense.
Frankie's been calling plays in practice. Will that be the practice? Will you do that through training camp, through the season?
The way it's set, it's you know, it's hard for me to call plays because you're trying to watch practice both offensively and defensively, special teams. So right now, and it's good that he can actually use that communicator so the quarterbacks can hear his voice in their helmets. And we'll continue that through training camp.
As far as because his voice will also be in there. I mean, you'll be the only voice in your helmet at the game time, correct?
Yes, and those are, again, there's some things we got to work out with the headset and the equipment and all that, but there's, yeah, that possibility that they'll be, you know, they're hearing my voice anyway because I'm continually just to talk to them because I'm standing closest to the huddle. So we're still communicating that way. But, you know, as long as Frank and I are saying the same things, it's just a different tone.
You call plays in Kansas City.
Yes, yes, yes.
As far as saying, you complimented the way he's looked this offseason, what specifically have you seen these past 3 weeks?
One, his leadership. Fact that he's embraced that huddle, it's his huddle, and he steps in every day when we get ready to compete, and he's aggressive with the guys in the huddle, and that's great to see from your leader, from your quarterback. And then the way he has anticipated throws, the way his accuracy on throws, how well he sees the field, throws a nice ball, nice deep ball, you know, things like that have really kind of made him the guy that I knew he was. And, you know, those are things that are exciting, finishing up our off season and getting ready for camp.
Take two more, please.
Outside of the way you designated the depth chart, I'm going into the off season program. Has Sam separated himself at all in terms of performance?
I think so. I think he's done an outstanding job. And again, when you're, you know, so when you're spreading reps equally with three guys, that's what you want to see, and I think he's really done a nice job in taking that next step to be the leader of this football team and be the starter, and he's done a good job there.
What did Jim Schwartz tell you about the others from Kelvin before you guys signed him? What did you see?
He loved everything about him. Loved everything about him. The way he practices. He's the way he thinks the game. He's smart. He brings an edge to that position. Brings an aggression to that position, and you know, needing depth at the time, the availability of a guy like Leotis with his experience really intrigued not only him but myself to go ahead and get, you know, another veteran guy in here with a group that's, you know, fairly young. So it was kind of a win-win for us to go get a guy like his caliber at corner. All right, thanks guys.